I was thinking of the expression because it seems to me that it is way more than just simply the historical perspective of things that will follow as a result of the life of Jacob and Esau, but that it had a future or has a future bearing to it. If you go back to the first part of the book of Hebrews, you have introduced there in chapter 2 about the matter of the world to come. And then we have in Abraham's response, as we saw earlier, he looked for a city that hath foundations whose builder and maker is God. So it seems to me that it's not just narrowly focusing on the events to follow in the life of Jacob and Esau, but that there was a perspective that God brings to light here concerning the world to come. The world to come has to do with the millennial scene of blessing, when Christ will establish his kingdom and rule supremely. It would appear very clearly that these men of faith had a perspective on God's thoughts that went way beyond their circle and looks into that period of time, yet future, when God is going to establish his rights in Christ, who will head up all things for God.
So just a couple of things in relationship to the next two, and then Joseph by himself. But if you look at this chapter, you would see there's a certain clusters of thoughts that probably previously we said you need to highlight the promises when it came to Abraham and his wife and Isaac. The next two before us, you have to highlight the word blessed. And in the blessing of it, it was a strange act. It wasn't the normal way of blessing. It was something that is unexpected. The second man, the second person. Because even in Isaac, he could never retrieve his blessing. You know why? Because of who he represents as the blesser. And this is where you and I will come to the thought of God blessed us with all spiritual blessing because he represents the blesser God. That's why he couldn't retrieve his blessing. But the second one is that also it was abnormal because Jacob had to cross his hands in order to bless again the second. And you and I are that, you might say, that second aspect of things. The second body of believers that would have been blessed and the source of it, none other but the cross of the Lord Jesus. He had to cross his hands to be able to bless the sons of Joseph. What do I learn from both things about faith? As we said, that faith links me to God. So now faith can see the things to come. That's why we read about them. They saw the city. They saw the capital of the millennium. They saw it with full assurance. They're going to be in it. They're going to enter into it. In Isaac, he was able to see things to come. But dear brethren, faith has another aspect when it links me to God. Because yes, Jacob blessed, but he is the first man in the chapter of faith that worshipped. He leaned on his staff and worshipped. And if there's something about faith that links me to God, it teaches me that there is a response that goes from us toward him. And that's where Jacob comes in. He blessed, but he worshipped. The other one, Isaac, blessed concerning things to come. Brethren, I hope we see the appearing of our Lord. I hope we have the vision of Paul. We love his appearing. I really hope so. Because Paul could see it. These saints could see it. But also tomorrow morning, to be able to respond to him in worship.
It's beautiful to see this of Jacob when it says he worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. This staff would remind us of what had happened to him. He had wrestled with the angel of the Lord himself. He wrestled with him, and he wouldn't let him go until he was blessed. So, you remember? He said, I will not let you go until you bless me. And what did God do? He touched him physically so that he had a limp and he needed a staff to get around for the rest of his life. He could no longer, in a physical way, rely on his physical strength. He needed help. And in a spiritual way, I believe here, he comes at the end of his life and he realizes all of the things that he went through, God had intended that so that he could thank the Lord for them. You know, we come to the end of our lives, can we look back and say, all the way that Jesus led me, all the way my Savior led me, you know, who could I trust? Whose mercy could I trust? Who could I doubt? Could I doubt him? The song goes on to say, and you know, as you get older, you look back and you say, well, I wish that didn't happen. I wish didn't that happen. Well, this is Jacob's life. Is a life of us. I wish this didn't happen, but it did. And I wish it worked out a different way, but it did. It went this way. And here I am at the end of my days and I'm leaning on my staff. What a picture. I'm accepting and I'm thanking God for what he did. And I'm worshiping him for who he is. It's a wonderful picture here at the end of his life.
Just highlight in the matter of Isaac and Jacob that faith imparts the mind of God to the coming generation. And that's what we see in both of them. In the earlier examples, faith have activated how the believers would respond or act for themselves. Abraham, of course, is a great example. In that chapter, it's a wonderful family. He's mentioned, his wife is mentioned, his son is mentioned, his grandson is mentioned, his great-grandson is mentioned. That's a wonderful thing. But what you see there is the continuation of imparting the mind of God to the younger generation, to the generation to follow. And that is another aspect of the activity of faith.
I believe that's very important, brother, and it's also amazing that when we observe how Jacob was being blessed, although it was an aspect of deceiving, it's because of the fragrance that his father was able to bless him because of the fragrance when he blessed him. So it's also very important that even as believers, the fragrance of Christ should be on us as well.
We've been talking about faith and the impress of what God is bringing, the response of Jacob in verse 21, it says he worshiped. Worship is the response to God as he reveals and makes himself known. And it's just wonderful. You can even go back to some of the ones that we looked earlier. And it was Moses who, when the glory of God passed by, it says he bowed and worshiped. And so the response, it's always in connection with the greatness of who God is, and worship is that kind of response.